2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Good afternoon and welcome. It's my distinct pleasure to spend the next hour with you today on Contact Talk Radio. I'm Suze Casey and you're listening to Flipping the Switch. And flipping the switch refers to getting that mindset of yours turned around from what doesn't support you to what does support you. Super excited today because this is the first live show I've done for almost a month. Simply because of my travel schedule, and then we had American Thanksgiving tossed in there. So if you've got some questions, concerns, would like to do a little bit of laser repatterning, I would love to hear from you. And you can call in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. The topic that I set for today, and your questions or comments can refer to that topic, or they can just be ones from other topics, other calls, just questions that you have. But the topic that I've set today is ho, 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 or ho, hum. Hopeless or hopeful. Home or how am I going to get there? Holidays. We are deep into the holiday season for those folks in the United States who start with their Thanksgiving and kind of just keep on rolling, or those of us in Canada, at least that have just begun the Christmas season. December, wherever you are, seems to be a month of contrasts. For many, it's a really challenging month. And yet there's a holiday song that says, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." I don't know about you, but when I've been having tough times in my life, those kinds of songs drove me crazy. Because for a long time, December was my challenging month. Yep, those of you who have been longtime listeners know that I was owning that. Now, I don't see it that way anymore. I love December because it taught me the most. And isn't that the truth? With our challenges, often that's where we learn. When things are just kind of skimming along easily, there's no need for us to change, learn, grow. However, when we've got challenges going on, we need to come up with a different strategy, something that works differently for us. And for me, that was December. For most of my adult life, I was single. I wasn't in a partnership, and I found December to be tough because everybody else around me seemed to be happy. And so I developed a lot of strategies and a lot of techniques for moving myself through this time of year. I was speaking with a friend of mine earlier today, and we were talking about, you know, how are you managing through December? And she said, it's funny, people keep asking me that. And she lost her husband earlier this year and knows that I've had a lot of family transition as well this year. And we were talking about it, and she said, you know, holidays are actually kind of easy because you can plan for them. You know that it's coming up. It's the, you know, sort of things that catch you unawares at the other times, just sort of the things that happen on Wednesday afternoon randomly, that where she's finding navigational challenges dealing with the grief at the loss. And I think that that's true for all of us. Those sideswipe things are going to come up regardless of what you do. But if you do a little bit of proactive, or as some of us call it, front loading, that keeps you in a good space, then, well, you can navigate those times much more easily and they don't knock you over. Or if they do, it's just a little teeter instead of slam dunking you. So we're going to talk today about how you can front load this holiday season a little bit and let you have more solid space to be in, so that when those other things that come along that you can't plan for jump up, then you can handle it. Because those ones that come up and they just jump in at odd, random times, you can't know when that's going to happen. I had an example of this yesterday. Last evening, I was at Costco shopping, and I went in, you know, I had like 20 minutes as they were closing, and said to my partner, just what's on the list, that's all we're doing, just rip in, rip out. And so we were doing that, and I came around the corner, and on the end of the display, they had leg of lamb roasts. And I went, oh, you know, we haven't had that for a long time. That'd be really nice. And I picked it up, and it wasn't on the list, so it kind of caught me off guard. And I thought, oh, we could have that tomorrow night for dinner when our friends are coming over. And then I thought went through my head, and I should give Dad a call and see if he'd like to come. Well, my dad passed away 6 months ago. But it's one of those things that just I associate. He loved roast leg of lamb, and he knew the folks that are coming over for dinner tonight to my house, and he would have enjoyed this evening. And so I just kind of stopped in the middle of Costco, and I had a little bit of a tear. And then I just realized that it's okay. It's just a memory, and I can navigate through it. And I just sort of looked up to the sky and said, Dad, want to come for dinner tomorrow? And had a little laugh. You can do that when you're not down a quart. If you are depressed already or sad, those kinds of things will sideswipe you. If you're in an okay space, you can manage just fine, because it's just the subconscious programming that's linking things together. So my subconscious mind linked social time, these particular friends, leg of lamb, and my dad together, because we've done that before. So you don't have to beat yourself up when that shows up. It's just your subconscious mind going, ah, there's the pattern. So I stopped and went, that's the old pattern. Thank you very much. And I know that we'll have a lovely time tonight, and we're building new memories. And that doesn't mean that I don't honor my father's memory. It just means that it doesn't have to take me out at the knees. He wouldn't want that. I don't want that. And none of us want that when we're going about our day and just things pop in from kind of odd places. The way that you navigate yourself there, though, is by building yourself up. And the holiday season is a wonderful time to build yourself up. So let's take a look at that today. That how do you get back to the concept that holidays actually comes from the root Old English for holy day. So holy day being the church celebrations. But let's just take that one step further. Whether or not you have a religious connotation around the holiday season, whether you have a Jewish religious connotation or a Christian religious connotation, or simply a, I just love Christmas time and the giving and the spirit of goodwill. It's all about a spiritual nurturing. So why don't we look at December as an opportunity to nurture our spirit, to nurture our soul, to do things that fill us up at that center place. When I observe people around me, I see them taking an already busy, hectic, full life and adding into it a whole bunch more shopping that's all stress related, because what am I going to buy? Will they like it? Where am I going to find it? Can I get there in time? What if the last one's gone? What? All of that layer of stress. And you combine that with all of the expectations of, you know, you have to be happy, you have to do this, you have to do that. It's got to look right. We've got to have the tree exactly the same as it always has been. Combine that with pulling out that box of decorations that's full of memories. Some of them are great and some of them are sad. I know a friend of mine posted a picture on his Facebook page the other day of his Christmas tree with the great, lovely star on the top of it. And he said that the star had graced every Christmas tree in his family since, I think it was like 1956 or something like that. It was the star on his family's tree when he was growing up, and now it's his star. We often have those kinds of associations with Christmas decorations, with the things that we put up around our house this time of year. And they can sideswipe you unless you decide that they're not going to. And so let's use the example of the star on Joe's tree. What does that star symbolize? Well, it symbolizes light. It symbolizes being a beacon shining. That the star symbol in the Christmas story, in the nativity story, was what drew the wise men to the location of the baby Jesus. It drew them to the manger. And so we can look at that star, the bright lights, as just drawing us in to our spiritual connection, whatever that spiritual connection is. We need the light to bring us, to draw us like moths to a flame. Rather than going, oh dear, this used to be my mom and dad's, and now they're gone, and now I'm sad. Let's think about it's a beacon of light, and let's think about the light that those people brought to us. It's all about what you choose to focus your mind on. So let's do a quick repatterning around that. I forgive myself for believing I need to be sucked into sad or lonely memories. I forgive myself for believing I need to be sucked into sad or lonely memories. And breathe it in through your nose and out through your mouth. I give myself permission to recognize the good feelings in those memories and recreate them now. So you're not recreating the memory, you're recreating the feeling. I give myself permission to recognize the feelings in those memories and recreate those feelings now. And breathe it in and let it go. So let's use the example of Joe's tree. I give myself permission to recognize the light that my parents were for me and recreate that light by bringing that same energy to my children. See how you can just move that over. I can choose to be saddened by the memories, or I could choose to recreate the energy of those positive memories and make them grow. I can choose to be saddened by the memories, or I can choose to recreate the energy of those memories and make it grow. And breathe it in and let it go. I'm free to create that energy right now by, so let's again continue to use the light metaphor. I'm free to create that light right now or today by, so I'm going to use today. I'm free to recreate that light and drawing people towards it by really enjoying the company that are coming tonight for dinner and thinking about the light that they bring into my life and the light that I bring into theirs, and breathe it in. So you want to create a freedom statement for yourself around how you might expand that today, what's doable and what would make that happen. It's probably best, like the example that I just gave, to use an example that's going to already happen. So I already know that these friends are coming over, and so I can tie it to something I already know is going to happen. We tend to have a habit of, oh, I have to do something new. I have to do something extra. And honestly, you can just use the repatterning in whatever it is that you're going to be doing. So let's say that you're driving home tonight from work and you want to increase the light in your life and you want to focus on that piece of the memory. Every time you drive by a stoplight, if it's a green light, you could think of all the things that are the light that's making you move ahead, that's letting you go forward. All of the light things in your life that are doing, the friends that are supporting you, the energy that you have, the activities that you're doing towards that goal. You could expand the light that way rather than trying to do something extra in an already filled day. Just shift your mindset and tie the mindset concept, tie the ideas of your thoughts into something you're already doing. You're already going to be driving home. You're already going to be thinking about something. And so tie something that you know is a habitual thing on your drive home, like a green light or like a red light, to what you want to increase. So that's the freedom statement. And then the next statement is where you did find that the light increased. So I'm going to go here. I increased the light in my life today when I gave Brenda a great big hug, and breathe it in and let it go. So where did you increase the light today in your life already? You may have done it by a smile to the barista today when you went to get your coffee. You may have done it by tidying up that file on your desk. You may have done it many, many different ways. You just weren't thinking about that task as bringing light into your world or into the world of others. Now, when I gave Brenda a hug, I gave her a hug for a totally different reason. But I can maximize that experience. I can supersize it, if you will, by tying it to the emotion that I'm interested in expanding. Belief repatterning is about focusing your mind on what you want. I get that star, when you pull it out of the Christmas box, may make you choke up a little bit because you think about how you're missing the people that you shared it with. And there's other memories around those people. And so what else is there? And then you shift the thought process. You're still unpacking the decorations. You're just shifting the thought process. So the last statement is a place of surrender. I am increasing the light in my life, and I'm grateful to the star for reminding me. I am increasing the light in my life, and I'm grateful to the star for reminding me. Now, the interesting thing about when you repattern in this way and you attach it to something that you're going to be seeing frequently, you just a couple of times, you know, over the next few days, when you look at the star on top of your tree, think about, that's the light I bring. I'm grateful for that light to remind me, or that light reminds me about how important it is to bring light. I wonder how I could do that. Just do it a few times, and what will happen is that your subconscious mind will begin to do it for you without you having to think about it. And then that's going to build up what I call your emotional charge card and give you lots and lots and lots of room on that emotional charge card for when those other things come in and sideswipe you. We're going to take a quick commercial break here for just a few minutes, but while we're on the break, I'd encourage you to think about what is something in your environment this month. So if you're not putting up a Christmas tree, that's okay. You can use other people's Christmas trees. You can use, you know, every time I see the lights downtown, or any, you can use anything that you know that you're going to be seeing frequently over this next month and tie it to a positive emotion that you'd like to create more of. If you need some help with it, I'd be happy to chat with you on 877-230-3062. Meanwhile, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll talk to you in about 2 minutes.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose. If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. Today we're talking about ho, 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 or ho hum. Which way do you feel about those holidays and why it's an opportunity to actually focus on the root of holidays, which is holy days, and use it to nurture your spirit, to really let in that light. We're in the Northern Hemisphere, at least, in the long, dark nights now. And I don't know about where you live, but we were just in England visiting. And it gets dark at like 10 to 4 at night. And it's really dark. It was interesting because, you know, we wanted to go to bed then, like a lot earlier. And so it's a time to really nurture yourself. And so if you're feeling that way, why not go to bed a lot earlier? Get caught up on some of that sleep, because that's another thing that'll really support you through this holiday time frame. It's interesting, at the very time when emotions are running really high for people, there's lots of old patterns and lots of memories. That's also the time where we mess up our sleep patterns by going to more parties and more functions and staying up later. And we mess up our body's functionings also by eating rich foods, probably drinking more than we're used to. All of these things contribute. And they're all things that you can consciously manage. Now, I'm not suggesting that you don't find yourself the opportunity to indulge maybe in some beautiful chocolate or some nice Christmas snacks. And in fact, that's one of our plans that we're doing this year. I talked about the conversation that I had earlier with a friend who was saying, you know, holidays are fine. I can plan for them. That's not the time I have challenges. So let's talk about some things that you can do to plan and some ideas that I've had in the past to plan for Christmas. So this year for us, Christmas is the first time without my folks. Both of my parents passed away in 2015, and my partner's father also passed away this year, and his mom, his whole family lives in Australia, and so we are going to be here without family. I do have kids and grandkids, but they're with their other parts of their families this Christmas, and so we've decided that what we're going to do is go and purchase a lot of really lovely and interesting snacky, canapé, interesting tidbit kind of foods. And in fact, I started already. I got some really nice cheese and some nice antipasto. And we're going to spend Christmas nibbling on really interesting and fun foods. This is one of the few times in my adult life that I won't be making a turkey dinner full on for everybody on Christmas Day. Now, I can be sad about that, or I can say, what can I do instead? Rather than being sad about what's not happening, what can I do instead? So I remember one other Christmas that I was on my own, and my folks were, at that point in time, they were down visiting one of my siblings that lives elsewhere, and my kids were again with the other side of the family. And I was invited, but I just didn't feel like I wanted to do that. And so I started a tradition that year of going for a long walk on Christmas morning. It's really often silent Christmas morning outside because so many people are either at church or with their families. And so I went for a long walk by the river. It was a beautiful day. I remember it so clearly. It's got to be more than 20 years ago. It is more than 20 years ago now that I started that tradition of going for a long walk. And what's really interesting is that it just filled my spirit, filled my soul, made me feel really good about myself and the world, rather than sitting around feeling sorry for myself. What's interesting about that is that that habit has continued. And pretty much every Christmas since then, I have found the time to go for a walk and fill my spirit up. It really helps. And I wish I had learned this when my kids were young and we were like, so much going on at Christmas and it was crazy and you kind of collapsed in a heap at the end of the day. You know, there's absolutely no reason that I could not have at that time just decided to go for, I could have taken the kids for a walk, burned off some energy. I could have gone for a walk myself and asked the kid's dad to hold down the fort for a while, and then I could have done that for him. But we often get so caught up in the busyness of everything that we forget to nurture that very center part of us that really needs it. And the very cool thing is that if you do make the conscious decision to nurture that soul part of you, especially during those high energy times, you will find that that creates a real, it's that real credit on your credit card, on your emotional credit card. It's like a soft landing, a soft cushioning place. And you'll have that more often and available to you when side swipes happen. So that very Christmas, I can trace that back to that now my habit is when somebody passes, I go down by the river for a walk. When I'm confused and I don't know what to do, I go down to the river for a walk. It's a habit that I started on a Christmas day a lot of years ago. Holy days, how do you fill up your spirit? Breathe that in. Let it go. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay. Breathe it in. I give myself permission to plan for what I need to build up my spirit. I give myself permission to plan for what I need to build up my spirit, and breathe it in and let it go. I can choose to go into that sad, lonely place, or I can consciously build up my spirit. And the one that supports me is to consciously build up my spirit. I could go to that sad and lonely place, or I could consciously build up my spirit. I choose to make a plan and consciously build up my spirit, and breathe that one in and let it go. I'm free to build up my spirit today by, and I'm just thinking I could go for a really quick 5-minute walk right after we're done the radio show here. And it hadn't occurred to me before to do that, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm free to build up my spirit today by going for a quick 5-minute walk right after the show. And breathe in and let it go. Now you can come up with your own quick fix thing that you can do to build up your spirit. Now I added in something that I wasn't planning on doing, but I made sure that it was something that was easy to do and that wouldn't stress me out further. So another possibility might be you're planning on going to bed tonight anyway. Maybe you're planning on going to bed early. So rather than to saying to yourself, oh, I've got to get to bed early today, I'm so overtired, try this on. I'm choosing to nurture my spirit and my body and my mind by going to bed at 9:30. And then when you crawl into bed at 9:30 or 9:25, I'm crawling into bed at this time to nurture my body, mind, and soul and breathe it in. Rather than, oh, God, I finally got to bed, I'm so tired. No, 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 no. It's not the activity. It's the mindset you take to the activity. So you can repattern with the things that you are already planning on doing and just add in the mindset training. And then what you'll find is you do that a couple of times, then your body, mind, and soul, when you go to bed every night, is going to know that you're there to nurture it, to build it up, to increase its abilities, not because you're exhausted and, oh, you fell into bed. You're going to be going to bed anyway. You might as well plan for it to be something that supports you. Plan for the holidays to be something that support you. So I know what it feels like to feed my soul. It happened, I'm going to say, the night that we were walking around the Christmas market in Chester, England, and the lights were so beautiful and you could smell mulled wine, and we got ourselves an incredible coconut macaroon to eat. It really fed my spirit. So think of a time and do it in that kind of detail where your spirit was really fed, where it was really encouraged, where it was really nurtured. That's what it means for holiday. Holiday's not about running around and getting everything done and being in traffic jams and standing in lineups. No. If you find yourself in a lineup, find a kid to smile at. Strike up a conversation with a person in front of you or behind you. Use it as an opportunity to reach out, spread that light, and enjoy connection. That's always available to you. You're going to be standing in the line anyway. You might as well have an enjoyable time. And I'm not talking about standing in the line and complaining to the person in front of you or behind you about how long the line is or how slow the clerk is or how stupid the person at the front of the line is asking all the questions. No, make it be some kind of a conversation that brightens you up. So it might be something like what I did yesterday at Costco. The gal behind me had a great big poinsettia. And I said, that poinsettia is beautiful. I'm thinking I'll get one for myself. And she said, they're right over there. And I said, would you watch my basket for me while I run and get one? And she said, I sure will. I ran over and I got one. I brought it home and it brings me all kinds of joy. Just because I decided to have a conversation with the person behind me rather than get irritated that I was standing in a line. Holidays are a time that you can consciously be kinder to everybody else and, oh, kinder to yourself. What a concept that one is. So let's think about body, mind, and spirit as three separate parts of you. The mind is the part that you think with, obviously, that conscious place, and the subconscious. Your body is your physical being, and your spirit is what I used to call my fuzz when I was a little kid. That soul piece of you, the part of you that connects with others, that has that special, I don't know, factor. And oftentimes when we get busy, when things are stressful, that soul piece gets ignored. Now, if you think about what you're doing over the holiday time frame in the month of December, what have you got happening that will nurture your body? What do you have happening that will nurture your mind? And what do you have happening that will nurture your soul? All three of those aspects, if you pay attention to those three and you keep them balanced, you will find that your holiday experience will be one of joy and peace. Very simply. It's about planning ahead, not waiting to see what happens. When you say, I'll just wait and see what happens, at any point in your life, holiday or not, you might as well just go and paint a great big fat red V on your forehead. Because when you say, I'll wait and see what happens, what you're doing is saying, I'm letting circumstances and other people dictate what my results are. Waiting and seeing what happens is a surefire way to put yourself into victimhood. Now, you can be excited about the magic of things that pop up, but that's different than I'll wait and see what happens. I think I probably told this story last year around Christmas in the planning for Christmas. show, but I think it bears repeating because it was one that really helped me. The first Christmas that the kids and I were on our own after their dad had decided to move and pursue another part of his life, I was like, oh, this is going to be a little bit tough. There won't be any presents under the tree for me that I didn't plan. And so the kids were feeling pretty low as well, understandably. And what I did was I gave them each $20. And I said to them, I would like you to go find something for me, wrap it up, and put it under the tree and label it from Santa. Well, they were so excited about doing that. They really enjoyed doing that. And it's still something that every once in a while is talked about. It's a simple thing to do. It allowed them to have a purpose. It allowed them to play Santa and not be focusing on what wasn't there, but rather something new that they could do. Because it's that spirit of connection that I was looking for. It wasn't about the presents for me. It was about that connection, that being remembered. Because I, you know, loved as a child coming downstairs and seeing what Santa brought. Oftentimes he brought me a new toothbrush and a, you know, an orange and a pair of socks and, you know, practical things that I needed. It wasn't all toys and butterflies, but it was just that connection place, that piece of magic that I really wanted to stay with. And I also that year instituted a habit that I used for a number of years. And I've stopped doing it now because I don't need it anymore. But while I needed it, it sure helped. I had a box that I put in the top shelf of my linen closet. And during the year, or if you haven't done it, you could just start now. Whenever I saw something that I would like, but I didn't really need, you know, like a new pair of socks that are kind of groovy or a new toothbrush. I wouldn't put an orange up there right now, but you know, things, you know, I remember buying seeing some funny sticky notes, just a little note paper. And I thought, oh, those are cute. I don't need them, but I'd really like them. I would buy those things during the year and I would leave them in the bag and put them up in the box on the top shelf of my linen cupboard. And I didn't do this like a ton of times. It was just like when the mood struck, when I would be away on a vacation, I would absolutely make sure I bought myself something that reminded me of that place. So I remember the year that I was in Maui, I bought myself a little silver dolphin and left that in the bag and put it up in the box. And I was so delighted when I found it later. And this is how I would find it. On Christmas Eve, I would go to the linen cupboard and I would take the box down and I would bring it into the living room and put it by my fireplace. And then I would go to bed. Christmas morning, I would get up by myself, make myself a cup of tea, and go sit in the living room and open up the little treasure bags that I had bought over the year. Well, I remember that specific one with the little silver dolphin in it, and I still have that little dolphin around because when I got to it, I was like, what's in this bag? I couldn't, you know, I was kind of trying to feel it, and I couldn't remember what it was. And when I opened it up, I was so filled with joy. Because that was the trip where I had gone swimming in the deep ocean and the energy of the whales and what's called the whale footprints. And it just brought me back to that beautiful soul-filling energy. So you can do whatever it is that you need to do to plan, to make sure that this time frame is one that supports you and fills you up body, mind, and soul. We're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about you get that peace place and that joy place and then spread it around. I'm Suze Casey and you're listening to Flipping the Switch on Contact Talk Radio. We'll be back in two.
My grand used to say, a penny for your thoughts. And you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it. Now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore. Hi, this is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through Belief Repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on suzecasey.com. That's SUZECASEY.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. SuzeCasey.com.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. Today we're talking about ho, 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 or ho hum, how to take those holiday times and make sure that they nurture your spirit. Holidays, not a time about gifts or food or decorations. Those are there to support us, not to create more stress. Those holiday times are really about connecting. Oftentimes we confuse it about connecting with others, but I'd like to suggest to use this month of December as a time to connect with yourself and celebrate the connection between your body, your mind, and your spirit, and then take that solid connection forward into the connections that you have with friends, family, co-workers, and just the people that you pass by on the street. Nurturing yourself first will give you that baseline, that emotional credit in your bank that allow you to navigate the season in a way that will be more peaceful and more joyful than you can ever have imagined. You know, everyone has their stories, their memories, their demons, and their delights. Emotions can run high and nerves can get frayed at this time of year. So whether it's your sister-in-law, your kids, your partner, or the clerk at the store, everyone can use just a little extra understanding and compassion. Even you. And if you begin with you, and how can I give that extra understanding and compassion to myself, then you'll have more to gift to others. I want to share with you now one of the best Christmas gifts I ever gave anyone. This was, oh gosh, about a decade ago, maybe a bit more. My parents were downsizing from their independent home, the place where they lived. They were moving into assisted living. So they were downsizing from a four-bedroom place down to a two-bedroom apartment, going from a house with a basement and a workshop and a double garage and a backyard and a patio to a two-bedroom apartment, going from being responsible for all of their meals and cooking to having that available to them in the assisted living. It was a big transition, and we found out about it just before Christmas that it was happening, that they were going to be moving first of February that they were moving, or early February. And it just pushed my mom and dad, well, my mom especially, over the edge. She had just been diagnosed maybe a year or so earlier with Alzheimer's, early stages at that point in time. And she could manage and function most of the time, but when you added stress to the mix, she wasn't able to cope at all. And that's what happens to all of us, whether or not we've got challenges with our minds, like my mom did. There's a tipping point that just one thing sends you over the edge. And it's usually not that thing. It's just that thing piled on top of all the other things. So Christmas is coming, and I'm thinking about what I will gift to my parents, because they certainly didn't need more stuff. We were in the process of us going over there 3-4 times a week and just helping them go through cupboards, go through closets, and what do we want to keep, and where are we going to give to Goodwill, and who can use this, and making all those decisions. And that was really challenging for my mom. And so I thought, you know, the last thing I want to do is give them more stuff. You know, so then you kind of go to the, well, maybe I could give them an experience. And we'd done that over the years, given them tickets to a concert or a play. But they were at the point now that those kinds of events were actually more stress-inducing than they were something that fed them, you know, emotionally or spiritually or gave them joy. It was harder to do that. Well, then you could go to the, well, maybe I should get them, you know, some wine or a bottle of scotch or some nice chocolates. Well, you can do that, but there's only so much of that anybody needs. And so I came up with the best idea for a Christmas present I've ever had, and I'd like to share it with you. I gifted them a stress-free move. And what I did was I thought of all of the things that could possibly be needing to be done, and I made up coupons for them that they could cash in on 24 hours notice. So I knew that they were going to need a truck. And so one of the coupons was that I would organize the truck for them, that I would book it and have it set up. I knew that they were going to need packing materials. And so one of the coupons was for me to go and get boxes. Another one was for me to go get packing materials. Another one was for me to make the calls for the cutting off the electricity and the, you know, the all the utilities. I just thought of all of the things, and I went through lists of what to do when you move, and I made up coupons for my parents and gave them the coupons. And I said, you can do any of these things yourself that you want to, or you can use the coupon. It allowed them to still be independent and be able to do the things that they could manage. It also served as a reminder to them of all the things that needed to be done. So Dad would look at the coupons and go, oh yeah, we need to call the utilities. And he would call the utilities. And then he'd say to me, I did that when I went, okay, great. You don't need that coupon. But it acted as a reminder for them. So who in your life is going through a stressful time that you could give a stress-free or a peaceful and joyful gift to that would allow them to just relax into what they've got coming up in the next while? I had so much fun with that gift, and I knew that I was going to be providing those things anyway. And so what about gifting something like that to the special people in your life? You know that with your kids that you're going to be, you know, gifting them one-on-one time, that you're going to be making cookies with them or driving them to the mall or dropping them off at a friend's place. Think of all the things that they might want in the next couple of months in terms of time with you, and give them coupons that they can then trade in. Because one of the things that's really interesting with the coupons is that it also reminds you to keep the connections that are important for you. So that when my mom would call and she'd say, one of the coupons says taking me out for lunch, would you like to do that this week? It was like, oh yeah, that's a really good idea. I'm glad I had that idea. And I'm glad I made a coupon up for it, because it then was there and mom was able to make the phone call and ask to cash in that coupon. It's about those really good plans that you make, or the best intentions that you have. And often around this time of year, we think about all of those best intentions and then maybe not follow through. But a coupon book or a coupon box is a great way to follow through on it. You can just handwrite them. You can also get the kids involved in doing that. What kinds of gifts could they give? Maybe the next door neighbor gets two coupons for shoveling out their driveway sometime when they're on holiday, or watering plants for them when they're away. Things that you would likely offer to do anyway, but you might not think about it. Make up coupons and give them that for Christmas. Doesn't cost a lot other than your time and your creativity. And it is such a joyful way of being connected and being thoughtful and being who you really are at your best self that lasts throughout the year and not just at Christmas. Let's do some repatterning again around that stressful place and creating some joy. I've given you a suggestion with my coupon books. You can come up with your own as well, but it's just, how might you fill your soul up by coming up with a fun idea? I'll give you another one that we did one year. This is when the kids were really little and their dad was working full time. I was teaching at the time, so I was off and the kids were off on school holidays. And those of you that are moms or dads that are home with kids, you know that those last 2 days before Christmas, boy, they are like three times longer than any other day for little kids. But they like to do crafts and build things and make things and do things that are surprises. And so we had, I had gone and bought, it was just Costco had just been invented at that point in time. And I'd bought 12 pair of socks for the kid's dad for Christmas. And what we did is I gave them to the kids and I said, wrap each sock differently. So they had 24 different packages. They all had to look different. And so they got really creative and put them, you know, one was in the inside of a wrapping paper tube and another one was inside of a margarine tin. And they just got really creative and excited about how they went about wrapping things up. Get creative. Those kids had so much fun. That's another thing that they just say, remember the year we did that. And their dad at first, you know, one sock and he thought, oh, that was kind of funny. And then the second sock and he thought it was kind of funny. And then he thought it was funny till about the fourth or fifth sock. And then he realized that they were just going to keep coming. And he got a little bit irritated for a moment, but then he realized how much fun the kids were having watching him open them and he got over it. And it's a thing that we still talk about. Didn't cost much money, just a little bit of scotch tape. Kept those kids busy for like 2.5-3 hours one afternoon and allowed us to have the joy. So let yourself have that time. Turning the ho-hum into ho-ho-ho is the best gift ever. It'll be the perfect size for you and it'll be exactly what you want. Let's do some quick repatterning. I forgive myself for believing I need to get caught up in the stress of the season. I forgive myself for believing I need to get caught up in the stress of the season. I give myself permission to care for myself with enough rest and quiet time. I give myself permission to care for myself with enough rest and quiet time. I choose to enjoy this holiday season, creating more peace and joy for the world by creating it for myself. I choose to enjoy this holiday season, creating more peace and joy for the world by creating it for myself. I'm free to create joy in my heart today by, so a couple of suggestions, sing along to a favorite song or phone a good friend, whatever it is that brings you joy. I'm free to create joy in my heart today by. And then the affirmation statement, I know what it feels like to create joy by connecting to my own spirit. It happens when I. Now you can make a list of the things that make your heart sing and consciously create that feeling a couple of times a day. So for me, going for a walk, going for a swim. And I think what I'm going to do after we're done the show here, after I finish that walk, is I'm going to put one thing every day into my calendar that feeds my spirit and brings me joy and makes my heart sing. Something that's easy to do and fun to do. And that's what I'm going to gift myself for this month. I am nurturing my spirit and creating joy. Try repeating that for yourself. I am nurturing my spirit and creating joy. That's how you plan for the holidays. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you gifting yourself this time to listen in and think about some things that will support you in moving forward during this holiday season. I'll be back next week again live. If you've got questions and want to call in, always welcome to do that on the days where we're having live shows. Next week's show, what do I really want? So we're going to look about creating your own Christmas list for the universe. Meanwhile, take care of yourself, hug somebody you love, and we'll talk to you next week. I'm Suze Casey, and we're flipping the switch. Take care. Bye for now.
2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.